So I was bullied my entire life. Like, my first school, I ended up getting kicked. Well, I didn't get kicked out. I got bullied out. And so I've had a lot of issues with confidence and just being worthwhile. And then also at the start of COVID, I was diagnosed with MS. So now I also have multiple sclerosis. And talking to my therapist that I've gotten through family services has been a game changer. I'm starting to go out more again. I am starting to live life rather than just sitting in bed feeling sorry for myself. Like,
and you don't realize what it is that you're missing until you start to see it, do you?
Well, exactly. And sometimes you don't realize just how good you actually are doing. Like, there would be some issues I have where I was thinking, oh, I'm the worst, I'm horrible, I'm doing this wrong. And then hearing from somebody else, no, you're actually doing a good job. You're not as bad as you think you are. That is just your inner demon trying to tell you that you're wrong when you're actually very right.
And the other thing I find interesting is that when you reach out to people at Family Service Saskatoon and like organizations, you find out that you're not actually all that different. As a matter of fact, they write books about us. So we're not as unique as we sometimes fall into the trap of thinking we are.
Oh, no. And that's the amazing part about being a person. Like, as much as we are all completely unique and different, we are all the same. And even talking to my therapist, she would tell me things like, oh, I understand that because I have this XYZ as well. And it's like, well, it's really nice. Like, you have your things together. It's good to know that I could probably get there too.
So what would you say for somebody who's listening and thinking, you know, not just should I reach out to Family Service Saskatoon, but should I support Family Service Saskatoon financially?
Both. Even if you don't think you have an issue, it is very important, especially with the global climate and the way the things are going. It is a game changer and just amazing to have somebody to talk to that can let you know, like, yes, you are thinking the right way, or no, you have it a little bit wrong. Maybe you want to change your thinking this way. And as for donating, you're going to have a lot less people having issues and harming themselves and others if they have somebody to talk to. So by helping and donating, you're not only saving other people, but you're potentially saving yourself.
That's right. You're also saving your kids and your grandkids and their kids, and on it goes, because mental health is one of those things that never goes away. And the healthier we are, the better we are as a society.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, you don't see it. There would be a lot of people in my past that were like, oh, you don't need that. You're happy all the time. You're fine. But they wouldn't see me behind closed doors or off in the corner crying by myself. Like, you don't see it. You need it. It's something that has to be shown.